Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 26th, 2022. The 29-year-old ticket could very well be a collective campaign hit for the Red-Green-Red coalition. This is shown by the Berlin Trend Survey conducted by Infratest DMOP on behalf of RBB24 Abendschau and the Berliner Morgenpost. More than three-quarters of those surveyed think that the 29-euro ticket for Berlin is a great thing. Mayor Giffey and Transport Senator Jarosch had to toil almost 2 weeks until the reservations of the Federal Transport Ministry could be resolved and the disgruntled Brandenburg state government was pleased. But the hard political work has not yet paid off. Although the Social Democrats have unceremoniously made the ticket their cause and pushed it through, the SPD's poll numbers are declining and Die Linke is also not making any headway. Only Die Grünen can bask in the electorate's favor and enjoy the boost. The Infratest DMOP survey lists other examples of political work being seen favorably by the public. Almost 3 out of 4 questioned welcome the cancellation moratorium also announced by the Senate and the Red-Green-Red coalition, which stipulates that no tenant of state-owned housing companies should lose his or her apartment because he or she can no longer pay the energy prices. And the third component of the Berlin relief package is also seen as favorable. 74% of Berliners think that it's right that companies that slip into difficulties are helped directly with state money. This is how it was done in the corona pandemic, and this is how the Senate, led by Franziska Giffey, wants to handle it this time as well. Berlin's coalition leaders have also shown the right instinct in other areas without all of them being, quote, rewarded for it in the polls. While politicians at the federal level or in other states stood out with advice on saving energy, members of the Berlin Senate remained rather silent up to this point. Behind this could be that people are sensitive to the issue, even without tips on shower duration or the use of a washcloth, for example. In the Berlin Trend Survey, 83% of respondents say that they are paying more attention to their electricity consumption and heating habits as well. Restraint is also evident in consumption. Half of Berliners buy less because of the higher prices. And likewise, 50% say they eat out less often, go to the movies, or visit other leisure facilities. And despite the ever-present rising prices, the vast majority of respondents in Berlin do not question the sanctions against Russia. 63% support the embargo, and it's particularly striking that proximity to political parties plays a decisive role here. Only AfD supporters oppose the Russia embargo by a majority. Among supporters of Die Linke, approval and rejection balance each other out. Green sympathizers, on the other hand, are almost unanimously behind the sanctions. And among SPD supporters, 80% support the Russia policy on the issue. But here, too, the paradox remains. The leaders of all three governing parties are clearly behind the embargo policy, which is supported by the majority. But only Die Grünen score points with the electorate. On Friday, the climate justice movement Fridays for Future, or FFF, had called for a global climate strike under the slogan, People, Not Profit. According to organizers, 36,000 participants went to the rallies and the demo in Berlin, amongst them many schoolchildren. 8,000 protesters were originally registered. The demo started and ended at the Invalidenpark after moving through the government district. According to an FFF spokeswoman, everything went as planned and without incident. The police were on duty with 330 officers and did report that paint bags were thrown at the FDP Federal Party headquarters on Reinhardtstrasse, which hit the building as well as emergency personnel. FFF demands the establishment of a 100 billion euro special fund for climate and security. And this is to finance a socially just energy turnaround, a fundamental transport turnaround, and international climate justice. To this end, they also call for a phase out of fossil fuels and nuclear power, affordable bus and rail services, targeted relief for low-income people, and support for the Global South. They are supported by organizations such as Greenpeace, Amnesty International, the Worldwide Fund for Nature, and the Naturschutzbund. On Saturday, almost 150 teachers in training, their children, friends, and relatives gathered in front of the Rotes Rathaus in Mitte to demonstrate against the abolition of the Berlin allowance of 1,600 euros for teachers. This allowance was granted to attract more teachers from other states and other career paths. But since Berlin has started to make teachers civil servants again, starting in January, the allowance is to be eliminated because of the collective bargaining law. In addition, one has to be below a certain age to get the civil servant status. This will particularly affect new teachers who are coming from different careers and who now are too old to become civil servants. They would then only receive 4,200 euros instead of the 5,800 euros as an entry-level salary. The chairman of the teachers' union, GEW, Tom Adman, assumes that several hundred of the older career changers could be affected by the loss of salary, and those who are now already employed with the allowance, however, can keep it. The demo, entitled Berlin Teachers for Keeping the Senate's Promises, was registered by 50-year-old lateral recruit Viktor Kupke. He criticizes, above all, the lack of transparency. According to him, there was no information at all from the Senate about the allowance cancellation and the age limit for getting a civil servant status. Kupke, who finishes his traineeship in January, could therefore be affected by the elimination of the allowance. He stated, quote, "If the age limit is set lower than promised in the coalition agreement, I'll be out of there," unquote. He and his fellow campaigners are demanding that tenure be possible up to the age of 52, as stated as a goal in the coalition agreement. And in addition, all career changers who had been promised at the beginning of their training that they would start with the high allowance after completing their in-service studies and legal clerkship should now also receive it. And he added, quote, "And for those who are starting lateral entry now, it must be clearly communicated how much they will end up with as a starting salary." Early this morning, about 9,000 people will have to leave their homes in Mitte. Several hundred people will have to end their working day, and the police will start the new working week with a large-scale operation. The reason for this is the planned detonation of a World War II bomb on Sickingenstrasse in Moabit. And for safety reasons, all houses and buildings within a radius of 500 meters must be evacuated. Berlin police will begin setting up an exclusion zone around the discovery site from 6 a.m. today, and from 8 a.m., all people will be asked to leave. According to initial estimates, again, about 9,000 people will have to leave their homes. And on Friday morning, officers began distributing information leaflets in the area. The evacuation is expected to take 3 to 4 hours. And since the bomb is no longer transportable, experts will then begin preparations for controlled demolition. According to information by the police, the measures are expected to end between 4 and 5 p.m. The police have announced that the Mitte District Office is opening collection points for the duration of the closure, so if necessary, people can be taken to these facilities by shuttle buses. These buses will leave from Beuselstrasse at the corner of Rostockerstrasse and from Huttenstrasse at the corner of Ufnaustrasse. However, police do point out that no pets may be brought into the collection sites. The Berlin Fire Department will also be on duty to assist the police. And the Ringbahn also lies within the exclusion zone. For this reason, the northern section of the S41, S42 will be temporarily closed today. The S-Bahn said that no trains will run between the Beuselstrasse and Westend stops from about 11 a.m., and traffic will resume as soon as the police have finished their work. Per the S-Bahn Berlin, there will be no replacement bus service, and passengers will have to change to BVG buses. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.